If you have your Bible, turn with us to Acts this evening. Acts chapter 16. Acts chapter 16. Now you know the story well. Paul and Silas is preaching the gospel. Folks didn't like it, just kind of like the day that, in the era that we're living in. Folks began to bring riling accusations against them, that they was going against their government and things that they believed, but they preached the gospel anyway. And the Bible says in verse 23, it said, when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely, who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundation of prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were open, and everyone's bands were loosed. And the keeper of the prison, awaking out of his sleep, and seeing the prison bar doors open, and he drew his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice and said, do thyself no harm, for we are all here. Then he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas and brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Now get this, and thy house. And they spake unto him the words of the Lord and to all that were in his house. And they took, and he took them the same hour of the night and washed their stripes and was baptized, he and all his, straightway. And when he had brought them into his house, he set meat before them and rejoiced, believing in God. Now listen, with all his house. Praise the Lord. If we look at this tonight and we see God moving in such a miraculous way, and I want to say, if you're a child of God tonight, God take care of you. It don't matter who you are, what you've done, or where you've been. Amen. You get born again and saved. God will take care of you. You belong to Him, and you're become one of His youngins. Amen. One of His children, an heir and a joint heir with the Lord Jesus Christ. And God will begin to work in your life. As these fellows was going along and preaching the gospel, they come into some hardships. Me and you come in hardships sometimes in this walk of life. It's not always as easy as we think. It was easier, as easy as we'd like for it to be. But praise God, He's a great big God of glory. Amen. It's there to help us in the journey. When we bow our head before Him and we cry out, He hears the plea of His children, and He begins to work in us and for us as only He can. He begins to do those things. And these fellows, they got them and they took them before the magistrate, made all these riling accusations against them. And the Bible said that they rent off their clothes. Amen. What they did, they took Paul and Silas, they tore their shirts off of them, and they beat them with the rod. That's what they did. And then they took them down here to this old jailer, and they told him to keep them fast. And the Bible said when he had received a charge of the jailer to keep them safely, and who, having received such a charge, thrust them to the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. Now, it wasn't enough that they had already beat them. But he took Paul and Silas and took them in the innermost, the darkest place of that jailhouse and locked them up and put their feet in the stocks. You know, I won't say tonight, that's what the devil would like to do to me and you. He'd like to take us to that deepest, darkest place that this world has, and the very pit of hell, and he'd like to lock us up and put our feet in the stocks. But praise God, I'm glad tonight that there's a good God of glory. Amen. Send His only begotten Son to die for old sinners. Praise God. I don't have to go to the dark place tomorrow. I'm glad the marvelous light has shined in my heart. Amen. Glory be to God. Even to the saving of my soul. We're going to baptize a few here in a little while who had accepted Lord Jesus Christ in that free pardon of sin. Going to go into believer's baptism. Amen. It don't save you. Praise God. The believing in the Lord Jesus Christ is what saves us. Amen. This believer's baptism is just relating with Lord Jesus Christ in His death, burial, and His resurrection in the newness of life. It means that we're going to come out of there with a different attitude, praise God, that we're going to go from now on and serving the Lord. Amen. Amen? That's what it's about. praise God, living for the Lord Jesus Christ. But this fellow, he cast them into the darkest place. And about midnight, they said, oh, Paul and Silas, they was down there. Now, in your mind's eye, I want you to see this evening. Paul and Silas is down there in that darkness. They locked up the prison door. They heard that. And them doors are shutting. They was there and they had their feet in the stocks. Wasn't able to go nowhere or do nothing for themselves. And they had a pity party. No! No! They said they got down there and prayed God. Now they done took a beating. And they done been locked up, got their feet in the stocks. And old Paul and Silas, I believe old Paul looked over at Silas. He said, Silas, what do you want to do now? Old Silas, well, Paul, I don't know about you, but I believe I'll just praise the Lord. Amen. And pray God, I don't know what you want to do. Amen. But it seems like it's awful dark in here. And praise God, I believe if we just get the praise of the Lord, praise God, the light will come on. Amen. Glory be to God. They began to praise God. They began to pray. They began to see God's face. They said, Lord, you know exactly where we're at. God, you know exactly what we need. And praise be to God, if you put us here, then praise God, it must be for a reason. Amen. Listen, old devil, come along, and he'll tell you, God let you be in the dark. God put you in the dark. What about a God? Hey, he must not love you if he's leaving you in the dark. Now, I'm talking about when hard times come. Yeah. Amen. Those trials and tribulations that we go through. James said it's not if we go through. He said when these temptations come. When these trials come in our life. Amen. It's how we react, praise God, that makes the difference. Amen. You couldn't get no darker than being beaten, thrown in the inner prison, feet in the stocks. But said old Paul and Silas got to pray, and they said, God, if it's your will, praise God, we'll just stay in here as long as you want. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Could you imagine the Bible said that them old folks and them fellas in there with them, praise God, locked up, they got to hear old Paul and Silas are praying. Oh, God. Lord, here we are, Lord. And God, we're yours, God. We belong to you. And oh, God, if you want us to be here in this place, if you want to leave us in the darkness, praise God, it's all right with us. We'll just praise you anyway. God, you're so good to us. Lord, you saved our soul. You sent a Savior, God. We'll just stay in the dark and worship you. Amen. Amen. The Bible said they pray. And then they begin to praise. Amen. They began to sing, glory be to God. Victory in Jesus, praise God. Amen, glory be to God. How sweet the sound. Praise God. Amazing grace. Glory to God. And the Bible said that those jailers heard them. Those prisoners heard them. But I want you to notice something else. Amen. There was this darkness. Now the world around us, when we get in darkness, boy, we get the mully grub, don't we? Our lip drops out. And as we go along, it kind of drags our footprints out. Amen. We get pouty sometimes, don't we? Amen. They didn't get pouty. Amen. They got shouty. Amen. They began to shout, praise God, praise God. Thank you, Lord, for this situation. Amen. You know why they done that, brother? Because they knew they was going to come out of there victory in Jesus, praise God. And they was going to have a blessing. They was going to have some encouragement. They was going to have something to tell, praise God. Because they knew that God had promised He would deliver them from all things. He said, I'll not put more on your bear, but with it I'll make a way of escape. Amen. That you may be able to bear. Amen. They got to looking for that way of escape. Amen. They had them feet in the stocks and in the darkest place, the prison. But praise God, they got to looking for that way escape. You know what that is? That's Jesus. They got to looking for Jesus in the dark. I won't say, praise God, we get to looking for Jesus in the dark. Praise God. He's like Motel 6. He'll turn a light on for you. Amen. Amen. He'll illuminate your surroundings. He'll help you see your way to Jesus where you can get help. He said at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them. But I want you to notice something right here. The Bible said and suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken immediately. All the doors were open and everyone's bands were loosed. Amen. Brother Andrew, while they was there in that absolute darkness in the very pits of hell. Amen. They began to pray and they began to sing praises to God. And then Bible said all them folks in there with them heard them. But I want to say they glory to God. There was one greater than those prisoners in there that was a listening of them little old children of God. As they began to cry out in the pits of hell, they began to cry out, praise God, and pray, give, sing praises to God. And the good God of glory, amen, He looked down upon them. Amen. He's always inclining that ear. And He heard them praying. And He heard them singing. And He heard them praising. And He said, hey, them's my little old children. And I believe, praise God, God got so excited. Praise God. He got the shaking things and He shook them out. Amen. Amen. I tell you, when God gets to listening. Boy, I like it when you get in there and you hear God gets to. I want to tell you, God's always a listening. Amen. There's never a time you'll catch God slumbering or sleeping. Amen. There's never a time that God don't hear. Let me just say this too while I'm here. God hears and sees us all the time. There's nothing you do. Hey, no matter how dark it is, hey, nothing that we do that God don't see. Amen. Oh me. Oh me. Because God sees everything that we do. But praise God, God got the hearing, the singing, and the shouting, and the praising. And praise God, He got the shaking those things. And praise God, He shook them loose. Amen. The doors flew open. I don't believe they flew up. I think they just fell off the hinges. Amen. I believe them old stocks, praise God, they just flopped off just like termites that eat them up. Amen. Praise God. And they were set free. Bible says everyone's bands were loosed. And the king, but what gets me is this old prison keeper. This old prison keeper, he was there. He was asleep. Amen. But I want to say he was like a whole lot of us. At that old prison keeper, he was more in the dark than old Paul and Silas was. Amen. They may have been in the darkest place of that prison. They may have been locked up, beaten in shackles, praise God. But that old jailer, praise God, Philippine jailer, he was a lost man. He was in darkness. He didn't even know how dark it was around him. I believe a whole lot of us the same situation tonight. We're in darkness. We're living in darkness, and we don't even realize how dark it is around us. Hey, man, praise God. You don't realize it until the light of God begins to shine over you. He begins to reveal some things to you. He begins to show you. Hey, man, he jumped up and seen that the prison doors were open. He said, oh, goodness, they've escaped. He said, I'm just going to end it. I'll pull his sword out. He's going to just fall on it. He'll just take his own life because he knew if he didn't, the Romans would. Hey, man. And you know, it'd been, well, just I guess if old Paul and Silas would have let him. He said, well, he's out of the way now. We can just go about our business. But old Paul, I praise God, a man of God. He said, hey, he said, don't do nothing. We're all here. Amen. Amen. At that old Philippian jailer, he woke up out of his sleep and out of his slumber. He woke up out of his darkness. And all of a sudden, he realized, he said, what? These doors open up, you've been set free, and you're still here? Amen. But there was something, praise God, in his subconscious that was he was taken in. They would say he may have been asleep, he may have been asleep, he may have been in the dark. But praise God, there was something in his mind that was recording the very things of God. I believe he heard the praying, and I believe he heard the praising. I believe he heard the singing, praise God. And when they said, hey, don't harm yourself, we're here. And something rung in his heart. He said, how could anybody care enough for me to do something like that for me? I never showed them no pity. I grabbed them and threw them in the chains, threw them behind the bar. But yet they showed pity on me. And the Bible says this. Let me read it so I don't mess it up. It said he called for a light and sprang in. I believe there was something different about this fellow already. I believe he had a spring in his step. Amen. I believe when God begins to illuminate you and God begins to light you up, praise God, you get a spring in your step. Amen. I believe God begins to give you just a little bit more of what you had before. I believe, hey, you know, I feel sorry for these people that come and they say, they make a profession, praise God, and they go back into the world just like they were and there never is no change. Amen. Praise God, I believe when God begins to illuminate you, praise God, begins to show you the light from another world, glory be to God, there's a change takes place, an illumination in your heart. Brother X, when things are wrong, you learn to start making them right. Amen. When things, praise God, ain't according to what God says, praise God, straight up and down, praise God, you begin to start to want to do it right. Makes a difference. The Bible says he sprang in. As he called for light, and he sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas. This fellow was terrified. He had never seen nobody like Paul and Silas before. You know why that was? Church, you know why that was? Because they were peculiar. Amen? They were peculiar. They were different. He said, I ain't ever seen it on this fashion before. I believe that's what they said about our Savior. Amen? I believe Paul and Silas, praise God, they were imitating the Savior. And that old jailer, he said, man, I've never seen nothing like this before. And the Bible said he came trembling in. Amen? He done got the shakes. Done got the can't help us. And they said, and brought them out. He said, get these fellas here. He said, come out here with me. Come out here in light so I want to look at you. Come out here, I want to see you. Amen? But you know what I believe he saw? Now this is Jeffology here. Amen? I believe what he saw, I believe when old Paul and Silas come out of there, praise God, had they been in that darkness? They'd been in that darkness, praise God, I believe they was glowing with the Lord. I believe there was a shine coming off of them, praise God, that was radiating them, that was radiating so big and so bold in them. Praise God, this old fella was like it was like when Moses come down off the mountain and he had been in the presence of God and he was a glowing so fast. The people said, oh, wait a minute, we can't look on you. And they had to put a veil on his face, a napkin on his face for him to be able to stand up in his presence. Amen. I believe he's seen them. He's seen old Paul and Silas and said, man, these boys have been in the presence of God. And the old boy, he fell down on his knees before Paul and Silas. And he said, sirs, what must I do to have what you've got? Amen. What do I got to do to be saved? Amen. Glory be to God. Hey, I love it when somebody comes with a humble heart. God loves it when somebody comes with a humble heart, falls on their face before a thrice holy God and says, what I need, Lord. Amen. I tell you what, you ever want to get your cart loaded well, Brother Aaron, you just come fall on your face before God and say, Lord, what do I need? Amen. Not asking for nothing. Say, Lord, what do I need? Yeah. Well, he'll begin to load you up. Praise God with the good things of the Lord. Kind of like we preached there last Sunday, getting under that spout. And where the good stuff comes out. Amen. Praise the Lord. He begins to bless us on purpose. He said, what must I do to be saved? See, there's something that we have to do to be saved. Jesus done all the work. He took all the pain. Amen. He endured the cross. And he became sin for us who knew no sin. Man, he had no sin, knew no sin. But he became sin for me and you. Amen. He said, what must I do? There's something that we have to do. You know, a preacher, to be saved, you don't have to do nothing. Yeah, you do. You have the responsibility to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. We have to believe, we have to trust and rely on and hear to the Lord Jesus Christ to be saved. Amen. Believe on, he said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. But praise be to God, Andrew, he didn't stop her. He said, if you'll believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, Brother Bill, if you'll believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, if you'll believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, you'll be saved and the household, praise God. You'll be saved and your household. Brother Jeff, if you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, you'll be saved and your household. Praise be to God. What a promise. What a hope tonight. Glory to God. That little old fellow in Philadelphia, Philippian jailer, he come out of the darkness, woke up and the light was a shining. Amen. Praise God, he stepped into the light and it illuminated him. Amen. It's just like the Lord turned on a big old beacon and he said, this is your life. Amen. That's what God's doing in people today. He's turning on a big spotlight and he's a shining on us, Brother Rex. He's a shining on us, Brother Andrew. Brother Chris, he's a shining big old spotlight. He said, this is your life. Amen. What do you want? Amen. This is your life. Amen. Will you receive me? Amen. This is your life. Yep. Will you receive me? Believe on me, and you'll be saved and your household. Amen. Praise be to God. And the Bible says, and they spake unto him the word of the Lord. Amen. Kind of like old Philip did that servant of Candace that was going down through there. Amen. He said he took the word of God. He was reading it. Reading Isaiah 53. Amen. He was reading and the Lord told old Philip. Now took him out of a revival meeting and run him across the desert. Amen. On foot. Just as hard as he could go. He got down there to the old eunuch and he pulled up there and he was reading Isaiah 53. And he said, understandeth thou what thou readest? He said, how can I set some man show me? Amen. He said, hey. He said, I know what's said, but I don't understand it all. He said, if you'll just show me, praise God, and point me the right direction, I'd be liking to go there. Amen. Boy, I tell you what, I tell you what, as a pastor of church, I love it when folks get together, amen, they get the lining up and say, hey, you know what, we don't know exactly what he's talking about, we don't know exactly what he wants us to do, but pastor, if you'll show us and you'll point us in the right direction, praise God, we'll get in behind you and we'll get beside you, praise God, and we'll go with you on the journey. Amen. You talk about God doing business. Amen. God do business. Praise the Lord. They got this old fellow, the Philippian jailer. They began to expound the word upon him, began to tell him about the precious things of God and to all that were in his household. Amen. I believe he got up to Brother Aaron. He took him fellas, took them out of the jailhouse. They told him, lock them up and keep them in the security of the jailhouse. He said, okay, I'll do that. Praise God. God, Holy Ghost of God got to dealing with his heart. He said, I believe there's a higher calling on these boys. Yeah. I believe there's something needs to be done to these fellas that's an honor and the true God. And he loaded him up, Brother Bill. I believe he took him down to his house. Yeah. Amen. I believe he got him down there and he got them ointment. He began to put it in those wounds. He began to clean them up, amen, and began to show them that he was caring for them, that he was something different in his life. He got that ointment, got them cleaned up. Amen. He said, hey, went out in the yard. He said, hey, young'uns, come up here. God, maybe probably had to go up and get in bed because it's nighttime. Amen. Went and rousted mama and the young'uns out of the bed. He's coming here, man. Said, they said, well, daddy, it's nighttime. Mama said, hey, these young'uns, they'll never get up for school tomorrow. He said, it don't matter about that. Amen. He said, forget about that right now. He said, there's something happening in this house. It's important. You need to be here. Amen. He brought them little old young'uns. Just like he's here, boy, I love these little young'uns. He got it up there, little old young'uns, and got them out of the bed and brought them in there before the men of God. Placed them down there and they said, now listen, young'uns, listen, mama. These fellas is going to tell us about God. They're going to tell us about this man, Jesus Christ. They're going to tell us how to be saved through all eternity. This is important. This is the most important thing that we'll ever hear. Oh, I would the mamas and daddies would do that again. Gather them up and say, boys, this is the most important thing you'll ever hear. And they gathered them over there and they said, okay, fellas, go ahead. We give you our full attention. They said, you got to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That he came from the Father, the only begotten Son of God, born in a manger, grew up perfect, never messed up, went to a cross of Calvary. Pilate looked at him, checked him top to bottom, said, I find no fault in this man. Amen. They took him to Herod, and Herod said, well, I'd like to see you do a magic trick. I'd like to see you do something special. Do something, perform for me. Jesus just looked at him like a sheep looking at a new gate. He said, well, you crazy thing. Amen. But he said he grew on up and he went to the cross of Calvary. Said he laid down his life. He said, what? He laid down? Yes, he laid down on that cross of Calvary. They had done beat him, marred. He was marred beyond any man. More than any man had ever been beaten. Amen. But he laid down on that cross. And they drove those old rusty spike nails into his hand and feet. Hung him up between heaven and earth. Dropped him in that old hole. Poof! Jarred everything in him. And that old Philippian jailer, him and his kids, they're there and they're taking it in. They're listening. You know what's wrong with America today? We won't listen to God. We don't want to hear what God's got to say because it interferes with the way that we live our lives. Amen. If we listen to God, if we participate in Christianity and in the church and things like that, we have to give up some of our stuff. But let me ask you a question. Same thing that Philadelphia jailer would ask himself, what's more important? Amen. Your eternal future or today's future? Amen. That old Philadelphia, I believe he listened to him there. And I believe he said, fellas, said, I know what you're saying. Said, I've heard about a man called Jesus. I heard about Calvary. I know what took place. And I believe that he is the Christ, the Son of God. Amen. And I believe old daddy fell down there on his knees. Amen. Before them disciples, they began to pray with him. And daddy got down there. He said, Oh Lord, forgive me, an old sinner. Lord, forgive me for all the times that I put people into stocks. God, I forgive me for all the times I've thrown them into bars and I've mistreated them. Oh God, forgive me for being a wicked sinner. Oh God, forgive me. Come into my heart, Lord. Make me a new creature, new creation in Christ Jesus. And I believe why he was down there, Brother Rex, and why he was praying. You say, well, it ain't in there, preacher, but I tell you what I believe happened. I believe before he got up there, praise God, I believe he got to about the third line out. I believe Mama fell in there beside him and she began to weep her way to Jesus. And she said, oh God, I want what my husband's getting. I want to be partaker. I don't want to be left out. And I believe about that time, them little old youngins, they heard Mama and Daddy weeping their way to Jesus. And they come out of there. And praise God, they went sliding in there on their little bellies. And praise God, Mamas and Daddies, teardrops are falling on them. And they begin to cry out, oh God, save us too. Praise God. Amen. Let me tell you something, not that's the way it ought to happen in America. Amen. We've had the gospel preached to you, to us, that we've got so hardened that we just don't care no more. But amen, that's the way it ought to happen in America. Praise the Lord. Mamas and daddies, old sinners, praise God, weep our way to Jesus, and the kids will too. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Bible said he took them the same hour of the night. He washed their stripes and praise God, he cleaned them up good. He said accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible says the same night, he said, and was baptized, he and all his, straightway. He said, praise the Lord. That same night, praise God, they done got the gospel, they done received it. See, that's what's wrong with us today. We don't want to receive it. Oh, it's coming at us, man. I tell you what, the gospel's all over the place. Some of you ought to be careful with some of it. But the gospel, you can hear the gospel just about any time of the day or night. Amen. We've got WGCR and WHBK and Marshall. They play gospel music, gospel preaching 24 hours a day. Amen. If we die and go to hell lost without God, it's because we choose to. You say, well, preacher, God didn't save me. It's His fault. No. God's give us opportunity. This used to be the Bible Belt. But it's not no more because we've let down on God. We went over to Solar Center this evening as we passed by going up Sweden Creek Road. There's a brewery on Sweden Creek Road right as you go out of Biltmore. And you know what I seen today, Brother X? Made me sick. Made me sad. They had an open house today. And had the doors open, the garage doors open, and had tables lined up sampling the beers, and their cars was lined up as far as you could see, both ways. Why? Why is that? Because people like us have become hardened to the gospel and we don't care no more. Amen. We say, well, we'll be all right. No, you won't. You'll end up in hell, lost without God. But you know the sad part about it tonight is we got our little youngins by the hand and we'll drag them right in with us. If we don't care about ourselves, we ought to at least care about these little old youngins tonight. I tell you what, I love these little old youngins in the church. These little old boys and girls, they mean everything to me. Why? Because I'm their pastor, number one. And because this church, praise God, if they don't stay in here and they don't stay with God, this church will cease to exist. If you don't have children in a church, you've got a dying church. These church. Little Lila and Abigail and Blake and Luke and Jacob and Jeremiah and all these other. Amen. This is the church of today. Amen. But that old Philippian jailer, he got up from there. justified. Amen. I can see him in my mind's eye. He's wiping those tears. Amen. He's a hugging the neck of old Paul and Silas. He's wiping those tears. Amen. Praise God, he turns around and there's Mama. She lets out a big, wow, and grabs him around the neck. Amen. Praise God. And while she's a hugging Papa, praise God, them little old youngins just grab around them like little chicks around a mama hen. One around each leg. Amen. And they begin to squeeze them, boy, because they realize they've got in on the bottom floor or something that's going great, real big and high. Praise be to God. He said they received the Lord Jesus Christ. He said they were baptized, he and his house, and all his straightway. And when he had brought them into his house, he set meat before them and rejoiced. Now listen to this. Believing in God with all his house. Amen. In other words, having believed God. What did he believe? He believed the Word of God to the saving of himself and his household. Amen. And then the Bible said he was baptized. I mean, that's what we're going to do right here in a minute. Mark says over in Mark chapter 16, Jesus says, verse 15, and he said unto them, go ye in all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. That's what they preached to the Philippian jailer. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. Now notice what he says. He that believeth, you got to believe first. And then you get baptized. What do you believe in? You believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. His death, burial, and his resurrection. Amen. Believe that Jesus died and that he rose on the third day according to the Scriptures. Amen. And that he's alive and he's sitting at the right hand of the Father to make intercession for us today. Amen. You believe that? He said, then you be baptized. You be baptized. Amen. In my name shall they cast out devils and speak with new tongues. Amen. God will give you a new speech because you'll have a new attitude if you've been born again. I mean, we're going to have a baptizing just here in a minute. We don't want to prolong it. But if you're here tonight and you've never been saved, Holy Ghost of God's a deal on your heart. I tell you what, I wouldn't put it. If you see this stuff transpiring in the Middle East, you see Russia, they're just chomping at the bit to come in. China's already said if Israel goes all out war, that they're coming in. This thing's just about to be over. In a moment, in a twinkling, they could be a shout and a trump before we get home tonight, and it could be all over. Well, I tell you what, if I wasn't saved tonight, if I wasn't in there trying to serve the Lord, I'd get in tonight. If I wouldn't get in for myself, I'd get in for my children's sake. If not, we'll be left behind. Please don't be left behind. Please, please, please don't be left behind. What about you tonight? Just as soon as you come to the piano, get us a song. What about you tonight? As you stand with me all over the house, what about you tonight? What about you? Why not tonight? Why not tonight? Why not take this evening And just turn your life over to a holy and a righteous God? You have to come the same way that old Philippian jailer did. You have to come believing the Lord Jesus Christ and the free pardon of sin. Trusting in the precious blood of Jesus. Amen. That Philippian jailer went away justified. Just as if he had never sinned. Amen. You can do the same thing tonight. If you're here and you've never been saved, you can slip out of your seat, come down, talk it over with Jesus, say, Lord, forgive me an old sinner. Save me. Save me tonight.